Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 4th, and I am reading from the New International Version and then picking up with the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in 1 Timothy 5 for our New Testament reading, and the first title in this section says, Widows, Elders, and Slaves. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives. Give the people these instructions, so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. As for younger widows, do not put them on such a list, for when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they want to marry. Thus, they bring judgment on themselves, because they have broken their first pledge. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also busybodies who talk nonsense, saying things they ought not to. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already turned away to follow Satan. If any woman who is a believer has widows in her care, she should continue to help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need. The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For Scripture says, "Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain," and "The worker deserves his wages." Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. But those elders who are sinning, you are to reprove before everyone, so that the others may take warning. I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not obvious cannot remain hidden forever. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading the second portion of Psalm 105. So we are picking up in the middle of the psalm, and the psalmist is recounting the time of God's faithfulness when the Israelites were in the land of Egypt, and then during the time of Exodus. He is remembering what God has done in order to sing praise to the Lord and to bolster his faith in a God that he can trust. Starting with verse 23. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark. For had they not rebelled against his words? He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain into hail, with lightning throughout their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locust came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn of their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering, and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail. He fed them well with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed like a river in the desert. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with the shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel 33, verses 21 through 33, so to the end of the chapter. And did you guys realize something I missed early on, that Ezekiel was made to be mute by God back in chapter 3? Listen to this passage in Ezekiel 3, verses 26 and 27. And I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, so that you will be speechless and unable to rebuke them, for they are rebels. But when I give you a message, I will loosen your tongue and let you speak. So for some 30 chapters, and I don't know how long in Ezekiel's life, he was unable to speak except when he got a word from the Lord. And in today's passage, we are excited to present the fact that Ezekiel gets his voice back. Verse 21. On January 8th, during the 12th year of our captivity, a survivor from Jerusalem came to me and said, "The city has fallen." The previous evening, the Lord had taken hold of me and given me back my voice. So I was able to speak when this man arrived the next morning. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the scattered remnants of Israel living among the ruined cities keep saying, Abraham was only one man, yet he gained possession of an entire land. We are many. Surely the land has been given to us as a possession. So tell these people, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You eat meat with blood in it. You worship idols, and you murder the innocent. Do you really think that the land should be yours? Murderers, idolaters, adulterers, should the land belong to you? Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. As surely as I live, those living in the ruins will die by the sword. And I will send wild animals to eat those living in the open fields. Those hiding in the forts and caves will die of disease. I will completely destroy the land and demolish her pride. Her arrogant power will come to an end. The mountains of Israel will be so desolate that no one will even travel through them. When I have completely destroyed the land because of their detestable sins, then they will know that I am the Lord. Son of man, your people talk about you in their houses and whisper about you at the doors. They say to each other, come on, let's go hear the prophet tell us what the Lord is saying. So my people come pretending to be sincere and sit before you. They listen to your words, but they have no intention of doing what you say. Their mouths are full of lustful words, and their hearts seek only after money. You are very entertaining to them, like someone who sings love songs with a beautiful voice, or plays fine music on an instrument. They hear what you say, but they don't act on it. But when all these terrible things happen to them, as they certainly will, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. There is so much in all of these passages that I would love to talk about, but I just want to bring out a couple of things that stuck out. In the 1 Timothy passage, there was this idea that we don't want to give the enemy any opportunity for slander. And so in our own lives, help us, Lord, to live in a way that lines up with your teaching. And then I wanted to talk just a little bit about the story of Abraham. In Ezekiel, the people say, well, Abraham was just one man and he got possession of the entire land. Look at us, we're many. Surely the land will be given to us as a possession. But if you remember back to the story of Abraham, Abraham trusted God and he went forward into a new land because the Lord told him to do it. And as we have seen with the Israelites in Ezekiel's day, they are not trusting in the Lord. Rather, they are trusting in their own power, and their pride will overcome them. And so as we pray, Lord, we also ask that you would remind us to look up to you, that you are our Savior. You are the only one that can help us to take possession of whatever land or whatever thing. You're the only one who provides us strength and truth and salvation and righteousness. And so through your Spirit, we ask that you would continue to guide us today and to help us to listen to your word with the intention of obeying it. Unlike those people in Ezekiel's day who wanted to listen to Ezekiel or preaching because they thought it was fun, it was entertaining, but they had no desire for heart change. Lord, help us to be a people who desire change in our own hearts. And we ask, Lord, even now that you would give us a heart for your ministry and your mission through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.